Welcome to Win the Day Replay, going back to the music that built our faith. This hour, we'll take a trip into the Win the Day Replay time tunnel to 1990, when contemporary Christian music shifted away from exclusively adult contemporary sounds towards an alternative revolution that embraced diverse genres and mainstream ambition. This decade is remembered for the rise of edgy Christian rock, hip-hop, and ska, as well as the commercial explosion of modern worship liners. In 1990, Stephen Curtis Chapman dominated the contemporary Christian music charts because he was at the overlap of two major album cycles, the tail end of his breakout record and the debut of his career-defining follow-up. His specific 1990 success was driven by a couple of residual hits from his album More to This Life. One of those is what we're going to hear right now, and that is Love You With My Life. It's Stephen Curtis Chapman on Win the Day Replay as we enter the Win the Day Replay time tunnel.
The Win the Day Replay Time Tunnel, 1990.
There is a pressing question my heart's been asking me. When I say I love you, Lord, what does it mean? I know it's one thing to say it and another thing to do. How can I show you it's true? I'm gonna love you with my life. Yeah, I wanna love you with my life. Oh, I'm gonna listen and obey. Wanna live these words I say. I'm gonna love you with my life. With my life. With all these complications, the greatest love is always found in the one who lays his life down. I'm gonna love you with my life. Yeah, I wanna love you with my life. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna listen and obey. Wanna live these words I say.
From the Win the Day Replay Time Tunnel, 1990. That's Stephen Curtis Chapman, a song that made it onto the top 20 of the top 100 Christian AC hits of 1990, according to topchristianhits.org. More hits from 1990 are on the way this hour from Win the Day Replay. Slow down, reflect, and grow deeper in faith. Find it all at wintheday.life.
Just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason.
reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. In the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom, a mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. A hope that we have not too quickly forgotten, that our God is an awesome God.
Play with Rich Mullins from 1991, An Awesome God. And you know, that's the kind of song that helps reset your perspective. And if you want to carry that with you through the rest of the day, check out wintheday.life. That's wintheday.life. You'll find podcasts centered on faith in Christ and practical ways to live it out. Start anytime at wintheday.life. Let's go back to our Win the Day time tunnel, 1990. And here comes Petra and Prayer, which that song made it to number 16 on the top 100 in the Win the Day replay. Time Tunnel.
The Win the Day Replay Time Tunnel, 1990.
First, I want to thank you, Lord, for being who you are, for coming to the rescue of a man who's drifted far, for calling me to be your son and calling me to serve. Lord, the way bless my life is more than I deserve. Keep the ones I love so dearly. Fill their emptiness while I am gone, and fill the loneliness in me.
not alone on the journey. Find faith, hope, and community online at wintheday.life.
With no exception that they find, Jesus never fails.
Even in the days of old, he brought his people through. Oh, and then he came to show his love, and he died for me and you.
And then he rose again to prove that every story had been true, that Jesus never fails.
You might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail, because Jesus never
Jesus, me and them.
Win the Day Replay with Roger Breland's Truth from 1981 and the song Jesus Never Fails. It became a number one hit for them, marking Truth's first ever top charting song on the contemporary Christian charts. We will travel into the Win the Day Replay time tunnel in 1990, coming up next on Win the Day Replay.